Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Happy Thursday, the official kickoff to week number 3 in the National Football League as the Redskins and the Giants will kick things off tonight.
No ratings for that game.
Thursday night game.
The Battle of the Bad.
There's going to be ratings. It's the National Football
League. It's true. It's Washington,
New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to watch.
Oh, I'll watch.
I got nobody going in fantasy for those two.
I am not watching. I will. I got.
Or draft. And I'm not participating in draft. I'm not having a DraftKings with anybody
from Thursday night.
From Thursday night. No way.
I've got Matt Jones in one league. I'm going to keep him on the bench. And then I picked up Josh Brown, the kicker of the Giants. So I'm hoping for a lot of field goals from the Giants.
This is true.
This is true.
Well, All right. Score a bunch of touchdowns tonight. You get your 4 points.
I'll take my extra points. I've had Scobie, who's the kicker for the Steelers. He missed a couple field goals week 1, and then like week 2, they didn't even let him kick extra points. They're just going for 2 every time. Unbelievable. Later, Scobie.
He was really good for a long time.
In Jacksonville. Yeah, he used to make like 80-yard field goals to win games down in Jacksonville.
People
jump into the pool. All right, we've got a lot to talk about here today. We're going to hear from defensive coordinator Jim O'Neill. We're going to hear from the quarterbacks, Johnny Manziel, and your starting quarterback, Josh McCown. And we are going to hear from Browns offensive coordinator John DeFilippo as well. So that's all going to be part of the show. We're going to get into this matchup. We're going to give the plus-minus. We're going to go through the offenses, the defenses as well, as you kind of get to know this Oakland Raiders team. Obviously, you know your Browns pretty well, but get to know this Raiders team so you have an idea of, you know, where these teams stack up, where they match up, etc. So right now the good news for the Browns is they're taking on an Oakland Raiders team that ranks dead last in the National Football League in total defense. They're 30th against the
445
pass.
Yards. That's like,
it's fantastic.
That like college type defensive numbers.
It's great. They right now are, as we said, they are 32nd total defense, 30th in pass defense, 31 in points. They're giving up 33 points per game to the Ravens and the Bengals. So that's, you know, interesting. Isn't it odd, though, that the Raiders are starting AFC North, AFC North, AFC North?
Yeah, it is odd. But, I mean, for them, they can essentially, what, in some cases, get to 2-1 or be 1-2 after, you know, 3 of the 4 foes from the AFC North.
That is certainly how it works, and that's what's going to happen this Sunday. Somebody's going to be 2-1.
But they're bad outside of California.
Somebody's going to be 1-2.
Yes, that's everything that I've read. I believe I was on Bleacher Report. They are very bad outside of California.
I can tell you this from the fantasy fact sheet at FanDuel.com. You can check it out and you can get it off my Twitter for those of you fantasy footballs out there. Derek Carr's never been a top 12 fantasy quarterback on the road in his career.
Okay.
So we got that going.
I wouldn't start him either.
Which is nice. No, we would not start him. So a lot of worse, and the Browns, of course, worst in the league against the run, continuing that streak through 2 games at 160 yards
dun,
a game.
Dun,
so.
Dun.
And 30th in total
offense. You wish you could say, oh, it was in garbage time. You know, it'll all change and everything. But it wasn't.
It was not. That's okay. But so we're going to go through those matchups. We're going to get to that. Again, I thought that yesterday, my quick take on the, and we're going to hear from both McCown and Manziel, that both of them said the right things. You heard the competitor in Johnny Manziel. You heard Josh McCown being excited that he's the starter, which is good, but also understanding the situation. And I know things have been written about what Josh McCown is now entering. And one thing I will say is, as we were mentioned in the article from Tony Grossi, is that yesterday
we were. I feel like I'm famous now.
It's on my resume.
I have arrived.
I've added it to my. It's my like third mention in a Grossi article.
So it'll be my 115th.
I'm gonna put that. It's on my resume. Okay. It's on my resume right
it's
now.
Good.
3 mentions from Tony Grossi. One is a Ray Farmer confidant.
When he mentions your name verbally, then you know you've really arrived.
If I can get into a press conference question, then I'll be pretty psyched.
Yes, you would.
That would be.
That's when you go national, buddy.
That's when it's just like the
highest high.
Yeah, the land of milk and honey. You know, that's when it gets really good. But, you know, and I'll say it again. We said it yesterday, and I will say it again. I'm concerned about the crowd reaction to Josh McCown. And listen, I get that people wanted to see Johnny. I laid out the case for it from an organizational standpoint. I also said I thought Josh McCown ultimately would end up starting because the coaches would feel that he gave them the best chance to win, and that's what's happening. And so just – you're a Browns fan, so you may not – you're not paid to be the coach. You're not paid to be the GM. You're not paid to set the organizational directive, as I am not either. So I hope that people are supportive of Josh McCown. Guy came in, did everything right off season, did everything right in the preseason, had a nice 17-play, 90-yard drive against what made Andrew Luck look very ordinary in the Jets defense. So hopefully he can come out against this suspect defense and play well.
Yeah, and the one thing that I'd like to say, and I know it's very premature in regards to Johnny Manziel's link to the Cleveland Browns, I thought I'd never see the day where Peyton Manning put on another uniform besides the Colts uniform. You know, the legacy that he had there and what he did to Indy and how great he made them for so long, won a Super Bowl while he was there, that, you know, and yes, he'll go down in the lore and retire essentially maybe a Colt at one point when he's, sure, when he's done in his career. But in today's NFL, with free agency being the way free agency is, a guy like Johnny, your Browns will be your Browns forever. And individuals, I'm sure, in Northeast Ohio and nationwide get buried in their Browns clothing because they are such a Browns fanatic. Okay? And my whole point is that Johnny Manziel is not even your starting quarterback right now. He wasn't at the start of the season. He wasn't at the start of the season last year. So the hysteria that is Johnny Manziel will come and go. His career. He could play 10 years here, but eventually he might not start and end his career here in Cleveland. And at one point, there's going to be another quarterback that's going to come in here to be the leader of your football team. And that hysteria will have died down. But the one thing that will reign supreme is your support of the orange and brown. Be a Cleveland Browns fan. Trust in the fact of what Mike Pettine is doing here. Okay, we hadn't sniffed 7-9 in a long time, and that was his first year as a rookie head coach. You have an opportunity to get to 2-1 in front of your fans and win two consecutive football games and right a lot of wrongs after losing 6 in a row. So support your Cleveland Browns and the quarterback that is under center, not the hopes and dreams of what you think it might look like with Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, and I think that's what I expect to have happen. That's what I think will happen for this team, and I think that we're going to see a good crowd out there as we did last Sunday, which affected the Tennessee Titans and has an opportunity to impact the Oakland Raiders, and that certainly would be a very good thing here on Sunday. And listen, as far as criticism, all of a sudden, oh, we're going to start turning on. I thought we were very objective in our assessment of Johnny Manziel after the game. I noted multiple plays where he missed reads from the pocket. And if Josh McCown does that, I will note those as well.
Sure.
Because it's about performance and winning ultimately. And for Giants, about growth. And for Josh McCown, it's about going in there, putting together those long drives like we saw in the preseason, like we saw in his first drive against the Jets, controlling the flow of this game, being accurate and smart with football, not turning it over, and winning. And that's what he's going to be judged on. If he doesn't win, he's not going to keep this job very long,
right?
Anyway, and you know, last year we had a quarterback who had gotten some wins and then really struggled, and it was talked about, and that's the reality. Anybody who struggles, we've been equally fair, I think, and harsh on various portions of this team.
I was just going to mention the offensive line,
which is,
got an F last week, and you said they would continue to get an F until you saw them play at the level of the investment that we have in that position group.
I gave him a C. I think I gave him a C+ this week.
This week.
I think with a win, I'll bet I was a little
right, nicer. Of course. A little bit more lenient. Always are.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like a teacher.
Just like I come from, my dad was a teacher for a very, very long time. This is a game that the Browns can win. This is a game that the Browns should win. But this is a team with a lot of young talent on it in the Oakland Raiders, specifically on offense at the skill positions and then defensively with Khalil Mack and now Aldon Smith. Amazing that they have no sacks on the season, and yet they are amongst the league leaders in pressures.
And what, in you saying how talented they are, because I go through the offensive and defensive line depth chart as we will, you know, all show long and compare groups. You know, the one way you negate, you know, youthful, fast, explosive players?
Pressure.
Pressure, and simply by being a veteran that does your job and knows your responsibility. So we might be a little bit slower. We're not going to be as quick. We're not going to play as reckless or be as explosive, but if we're in the right place and we do our job and we play within our scheme, you would beat them 8 times out of 10.
And hopefully that's what the Browns will do this Sunday against the Oakland Raiders. The number is 216-578-0850. Again, we're going to hear from the coordinators today. We are also going to hear from the quarterbacks, Josh McCown and Johnny Manziel. And Matt, just your thoughts on what, you know, Johnny Manziel had to say. He said he's disappointed with it. He doesn't love the decision, but he understands it.
I think Johnny Manziel, you wouldn't consider him human if he didn't say, or you wouldn't consider him a human or a competitor if he said he wasn't disappointed.
Yep.
The guy has had the career that he had at Texas A&M, the notoriety that he brought with him here to Cleveland, being drafted in the first round by the Cleveland Browns, or by any franchise for that matter. He wants to play. And I think after the offseason that he's had and the strides that he probably feels that he's made personally, in his personal life and his professional life as a quarterback in the National Football League, in his mind, it's about time he gets a shot. And under the circumstances, with taking everything into effect, Mike Pettine is encouraged. The staff is encouraged with his growth. But right now, after the investment that you have in Josh McCown, to win right now, you just have to go with him and essentially let Josh McCown go play like last year's Tampa Bay quarterback, and you have Johnny Manziel ready to take over that job.
You do, and that will be the goal at some point. That point, however, is not now, according to Mike Pettine.
No,
again, Josh McCown gives this team the best chance to win in the mind and eyes of the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. 216-578-0850. Zagur and Wilhelm will be getting ready. We're going to get into this game. We're going to get into the position groups for both of these teams, hear from the coordinators of the Cleveland Browns, hear from the quarterbacks of the Cleveland Browns. So a lot to talk about and a lot to do here on CBD. So go ahead and let's go. Hit us up, 216-578-0850. We'll open up the phone lines when we come back right after this.